Hey mama, do you find yourself living for nap time? Or maybe the moment your husband can lend a hand? The season of what seems like survival mode is exhausting and can lead to intense overwhelm and major burnout. Today we will take some time to anchor into scripture to put off those feelings of overwhelm and put on confidence in God's peace for us. Grab your reassuring blend roller or your favorite essential oil and let's get started. Be sure to sign up to be a Natural Wellness Insider to receive weekly emails of encouragement and additional tips and tricks. If you've already signed up and you find you're not receiving emails, be sure to check your spam folder. Otherwise, you can email me at naturalwellnessforbusymoms@gmail.com. Hey mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. Sometimes we try to remind ourselves that God is with us or He is in us, so we should be enough in whatever moment or circumstance that He's presented us. But oftentimes I find that we don't necessarily believe that that's true, or that we can even make it through the next 15 minutes, let alone have enough or be enough for the entire day or until the next nap time, right? Ladies, maybe part of the reason we ask for strength but still are not feeling strong, or maybe we ask for peace but still don't feel calm, is because we have not fully surrendered to God. In fact, we may not have surrendered our whole selves to Him, or every part of ourself, every aspect of our life, of our day. And that leaves room for the devil to get in. So for example, I have expectations when I work from home, for myself, for my kiddos, for my day. I have work that I want to get done, chores in the home that I want to do, and ideally that would require a day to go perfectly with no hiccups, and I can get done everything that's on my list, as well as be a great mom and a great wife and get everything prepped and ready to do. So what do I do? Well, me being an eager beaver, I cram my day jam-packed with things to do, back-to-back, with no rest time, and I leave no room for what God may be calling me to do in that specific day. And then when my plans fail and I get flustered or I get upset and I'm asking or thinking, Lord, why aren't you giving me the strength to do what I want to get done? Lord, why aren't you giving me peace despite the crazy chaos of circumstances that I may have created for myself? Well, ladies, today we're going to walk through a verse that's very familiar to many of you. It's Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. I'm sure many of you have this memorized, and so you can say it along with me here, but I want to take a closer look today. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I praise you and I thank you. I thank you for who you are, Lord. I thank you for your word, that it is true, that it is living. And I ask you, Lord, to fill my heart and the heart of every woman listening to this podcast right now, to open our hearts and our minds, Lord, to what it is that you want to teach us. Use me, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, Philippians 4, verse 6 starts with, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, this is the promise, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So I love these verses because we're given a command, we're given some how-to, some examples in there, and then we're also given a promise. So when we break this down, there are really four things that we can be doing to help put off overwhelm and put on confidence in God's peace. Okay, so the first thing is that putting off overwhelm means that we have to surrender it all, everything. So when we look back at verse 6, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. Everything. The Greek word used here is pas, and individually it means each, every, any, all, the whole, all things, everything. So putting off overwhelms means we have to surrender it all to God, every aspect of that worry, every aspect of that overwhelm, every aspect of our motherhood. But are we? Are you surrendering every part of your life, including your thought life, to the Lord? Or are we just surrendering part of it? Do we only surrender ourselves to the Lord and what He's calling us to do when we've reached the end of our rope for the day, or we feel like we've hit the bottom? Or do we start our day seeking for opportunities to be obedient and faithful to God in the moment that He calls us to be, in the present moment, not just what we want to do? Like when I cram and jam-pack my whole day full of things that I want to do without considering that the Lord may be asking me to be doing something else. Am I going to surrender all of it to Him? Every moment of my day, every part of my thought life, every part of the way that I approach my body, my health, my wellness, how I serve my husband, how I serve my family, am I surrendering it all to Him? Am I going to Him in everything or just part of it and hoping that He's going to help me make sense in that one specific part, but I don't need His help in everything else? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. Which leads us to the next part. Not only does putting off overwhelm means that we have to surrender it all to God in everything, bring it all to God, but putting off overwhelm requires us spending time in the presence of God to actively seek God. 6b says, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Prayer, okay, we know prayers are our primary form of communication with God, that we can pray to God anytime, any place, any prayer. But that doesn't mean that we should be living life flying by the seat of our pants. In fact, when the Bible's using the words prayer and supplication here, supplication specifically is the Greek word, I don't want to pronounce this incorrectly, but it's deesis. And that means seeking, asking. It's active. We have to actively seek, actively ask, entreating, that it indicates a need, an indigence, ladies. It requires us to acknowledge our own deficit. So when we are seeking God in that moment, we are typically acknowledging our own deficit. Oh, Lord, I don't know that I have the patience to do this. Lord, I don't know that I have the energy to do this. Lord, I don't feel like I'm enough right now in this moment to do this. But we shouldn't just do it in our moments of needs. We should do it every moment of the day, even when we're not between that rock and a hard place, even when we're not at our wit's end. In everything, by prayer and supplication, by praying and actively seeking God, we can put off overwhelm. When we're putting off overwhelm, it also requires an attitude of thanksgiving. This is our third thing that we see here. So we are not to be anxious about anything, but in one, everything, we surrender all to God. By prayer and supplication, so praying, spending time in the presence of God and actively seeking Him, not just in the hard moments, but carving out space and time to actively seek Him with thanksgiving. So this here is going to require us to have a posture and an attitude of thanksgiving. It's so easy, ladies, when we are triggered to only focus on what's wrong. When I'm overwhelmed, it's like all of a sudden everything is wrong, and it's usually my husband's fault. Okay, it's not really his fault in real life, but he's one of the first people I like to point my finger at or shift the blame to. It's so easy to do that. When we don't constantly focus on the promise and the truths in God's word, when we don't put on that armor, it leaves room for the enemy to slip through the cracks. Ladies, if you're not thankful for it, you will resent it. Things like dirty socks by the hamper. Not in the hamper, right next to it. Or a sink full of dishes. Y'all know I don't like dishes. Or maybe it's an unfinished to-do list that you've asked them to do. Or maybe it's a never-ending cycle of diapers and chores and dinner and more. But if we can shift our focus into a posture and an attitude of thanksgiving, as we approach our Lord in humility and thanksgiving, maybe thanksgiving for the husband who wears the socks that sit right next to the hamper, for the food that God provided you and your family to make those dirty dishes, or for the blessing of your home and possessions that require upkeep, or even for the joy of those little ones making those poopy diapers or causing that nonstop cycle of to-dos. When we approach God in everything through prayer and supplication or actively seeking Him through a posture of thanksgiving, it sets up a posture for humility. We are acknowledging our deficit and that need in the supplication and the seeking of prayer. But the thanksgiving is saying that even though, Lord, my current need and my current circumstances, I'm asking for this, I am still thankful despite my circumstances. And that leads us to the fourth thing I'd like to talk about today, which is that putting off overwhelm means trusting God's peace is enough for us in that moment. So in these couple verses here, like I said, we have a command and some examples to live by, right? The command is do not be anxious about anything, but here's our example, in everything by prayer and supplication and active seeking of God with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Here's our promise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This doesn't say the peace of Kristen or Kristen's idea of peace or Kristen's expectation of peace. It says peace of God, God's peace. God's peace will not take away my present circumstance. God's peace will not make the baby stop crying. God's peace will not clean the dirty dishes. God's peace will not magically allow the sock to hop into the laundry hamper. But it will guard my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. God's peace gives us the capacity to slow down and shift our thinking. And that's through the Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to do that. Now, that doesn't mean we'll do it every time, because it's so easy to kind of skip over that little moment of peace, right? That moment or that capacity where we can say, I can choose to shift my perspective here. I can choose to focus on the gratitude here so that despite my present circumstance, I can glorify God and I can dwell in His peace. His peace does not mean our circumstances will change, that not time will come any sooner, or that our husbands, when they walk through the door, will be very eager to relieve us from our current struggle with the kids. But in spite of those circumstances, as we seek God through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, His provision of His peace will be sufficient. And His promise to guard our hearts and our minds will allow us to endure those moments of suffering and overwhelm. Mama, I see you. It's a season. And maybe your suffering and your overwhelm is not because of your children or your to-do list. Maybe it has something to do with other factors going on in your life. But our God is a big God. He is the God of the universe. Don't put Him in a box. Because His peace can come despite any circumstance. whatever the circumstance may be. Ladies, can I challenge you this week? Can I ask you to take a few moments this week and ask God to show you what or how His peace looks like in your day-to-day life? Not your version or your idea of God's peace, but what His peace allows for you to do. How it allows you to have the capacity to endure for maybe 15 more minutes. Or until nap time, right? Either way, ladies, we know that our God is good and that He is faithful. And that we can hold true to His promise that if we surrender to Him in everything, and we seek Him in prayer and supplication with an attitude of thanksgiving, that He will give us His peace. And He will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, I praise You and I thank You. I thank You for each and every lady that You have brought to this podcast, Lord. I thank You for Your word. I thank You for its truth. I thank You for its ability to change our lives, change our thoughts, and change our hearts, Lord. Fill us with Your Spirit, Lord, so much so that we would overflow and that we can be image bearers through the overflowing joy and peace and patience and self-control that You gift us through Your Spirit, that we can overflow those to others. I pray for each mama listening, Lord, and whatever she may be going through right now, whatever those current struggles are, whatever those current overwhelms are, Lord, that she would hold on to the promise of Your peace as she seeks You, Lord. She actively seeks You because of her deficit. That, Lord, we acknowledge that we are sinners, that we have all sinned and fall short of Your glory, Lord, and because of that, we need You. We need Your grace. We need Your Son, and we thank You, Lord, for Your Son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us while we were still sinners. And Lord, I ask that the grace and the peace, Your grace and peace, would cover the hearts and minds of all of these women through Your Son, Jesus. Amen. Ladies, if you haven't already, feel free to hop on over to our free Facebook community and share with us how the Holy Spirit is working in you and through you as you pray through the scripture passage this week. Until next time, Mama. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. Until next time.